FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. It's time for the Rutherford Home Show with your host, Dean Higley of South Branch Nursery, and Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home. From buying to selling and improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market. Helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now the host of Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. I hope you're having a great weekend. Today we are live on the square in Murfreesboro at the WGNS studios, which we appreciate so much their support on the show. And Melissa and the Walkers left us some great fresh loaf of homemade bread, it looks like, Dean.
Yeah, I look forward to it every year. I think it's sourdough, and it's locally made. And, man, I can't wait to make a BLT.
Yeah, and I can't wait to put some butter and blackberry jam on it. How about that?
There's lots of things you can do with some bread, right?
My kids love the bread, too. So, anyway, we appreciate that. Thank you, WGNS and the staff. We appreciate you a lot. Well, I see the sun come out today for the first time in a while.
Yes, it feels great out. I got a really early go this morning, and I've been all around Middle Tennessee, all the way to from Franklin to up around Nolensville and Smyrna. And I'm going to tell you what, if you plan on getting out today, you might want to think about if it's something you can do later. Right now, I'd say the traffic is in the beginnings of being the worst that I've seen. Yesterday was really, really congested. And I did hear a news report that yesterday was the busiest retail day, more so than Black Friday and all these names that they have named the holidays. What, like Cyber, there's one that they, what people get on the internet and buy more than anything.
Cyber Monday or something.
Something like that. But yesterday and today, possibly today, are the biggest shopping days. And
I bet you that's physical shopping days, like meaning get in the car and drive to a store.
And right now it seems like anyone who owns a car is in it. I'm serious. I mean, I was in Cool Springs and in Franklin yesterday, and wow, every exit and the malls, all the shops, a lot of packed places. I was in one place and almost saw two ladies get in an altercation over a item. I guess it was the last one, but several of these stores they've run, you know, and they know what they're doing. They run discounts and they actually run out today. Like the sale item will run out today, and I'm guilty. I went to I had one item that my son wants really bad and has asked for it, and I've been looking and researching, and I get there and sold out. So this morning I went to another location and I was one of the first people in there and successfully obtained it. But there's a lot of deals, and it seems like men procrastinate more than women.
Nah.
I've actually had the discussion with several ladies of different ages, you know, in the last day or so, and they seem to all agree. And I seem to go ahead and admit that we don't like to ask for directions.
Well, I'm getting part of the garage cleaned out today. There's a shelter for domestic violence for women that one of my coworkers' church is putting together in Cannon County, and they need furniture and some knickknacks and stuff. So they're going to be at my house at 1:30. And I'm going to clean out my garage, so my wife's probably fainted by now because it's taken me a couple of years.
Well, that's another thing. It seems like when we let loose of things, that you always think, well, I could use this for it. Or if it's broke, you might need a part off of it. Or it's almost like you move it to the storage room or to the garage, and then you got to touch it again. You got to touch it like three or four times till you realize, you know what, I just need to get rid of it. It's just,
yep.
That's another part of... I think guys are a little bit more prone to do that too. But we do have some great weather. I do, recommend for everybody to get out. This is we're officially going into this next week. We'll be holiday mode. We are not in super holiday mode on our installation, our maintenance crews. We're doing our best to get all the needs of our contracted maintenance customers taken care of to make their homes look the best they can when they have all their family in and the functions that go on along the house. And so my hat's off to our staff. They work very hard, and it's been hard in the rain, and nature does pose its challenges to get things done, but they do a really good job. And our installation guys, new construction, we've had several houses we're down to the wire on. It's not our fault, but we are the last ones in and the last ones to do the final touches on the outside of the house. And when houses are done these days and they issue a certificate of occupancy, which you go through many inspections from various entities to be able to, make sure your house is in codes and things like that. And the yard and stabilization of the ground is a big requirement for that. Due to the awareness of stormwater runoff, there's a big campaign of dealing with sediment and other things that eventually end up in our streams and our lakes, and they're paying extra attention to try to keep that to a minimum. And so therefore you have to have either seed and straw matting down or some sod before that happens. And that's very hard when it's frozen, it's raining, and you're been dealing with mud at the same time. So hats off to these guys, because they pulled off everyone. We've got a couple more to do, and then hopefully be able to kick back and relax for a few days for Christmas.
All right. Well, speaking of our shopping and things like that, there was news that there's going to be two more Walmarts, so that's going to put us at, what, six?
Yes, and these two Walmarts are grocery. It's a line that they're going strategically. Maybe Dollar General, really took the lead on discount shopping and, went towards rural areas. Dollar General is one of the first commercial buildings in many, many areas on the outskirts of town. Yeah. They study the habits of buying and trends of like that. And I think they stepped up, and Dollar General Dollar General did a building model that was like a grocery store. So from what I hear, this is targeted to go after that. And not only that, there's grocery wars, you got Kroger, who's dominated this market in this area. They went to Atlanta. It made Publix say, okay, well, we're going to come to you. And therefore, that's why we've seen so many Publix pop up. So bottom line, it comes down to these grocers of all, who's going to provide the best customer service, who's going to provide the best price.
And the quality of food.
Quality of food, and therefore in between. So these Walmarts.
Which one's closest to me? Because, you were saying at the drive-thru, people don't want to take the extra effort to get out and walk in and get it. They'd rather sit in line for 20 minutes rather than walk in and get out in five.
Well, you're right. I mean, the story was I was in Smyrna and had to grab something quick to eat, and there's a popular chain restaurant, Chick-fil-A, that wild, everybody's lined up. And I said, I bet it was 20 cars deep. And then I looked through the window, and there's nobody inside waiting. so I went in there, and it took me all of about 2 seconds. And
Did you kind of shake your bag as you walked through the
window? No, I didn't. I was running to feed our producer over here.
That's good. That was nice of you to bring him. But you brought him a chicken sandwich and fries. I guess you thought I'd fend for myself.
I thought,
or you don't think I need it.
You got a loaf of bread right here. So we're going to take a break, and then we've got Trey Lewis is going to call us, Old South Sales manager and talk, and then we've got some other callers today. And
you're going to give away a gift?
I'm going to give away a gift card to South Branch, and we'll figure out how we'll do all that maybe towards the end of the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few.
Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
As corporations merge, consolidate, and downsize, employees often face tough decisions about what to do with their pensions or 401ks. The choice you make can have serious implications on your retirement savings and the kind of retirement lifestyle you are able to lead. To stay on track and to potentially benefit from a variety of investment choices, an IRA rollover might be the right option. At Fortress Wealth Management, a registered financial consultant, Trevor Skipper, is able to help you select investment options when you are faced with early retirement, changing jobs, or losing a job, or any other lifestyle changes that warrant a review of your investment strategy. You can reach Trevor Skipper at 225-8149 or stop by any branch to set up a free, no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
Hi, I'm Stacy Vincent, one of the friendly faces at the Murfreesboro branch of First National Bank of McMinnville. Come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard if you need help with a commercial loan. Or call me at 893-1228. FNB is a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender. Visit us at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of McMinnville, 1708 Gateway Boulevard.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Without you, I'll be so blue.
Okay.
Just thinking.
All right, this is Dean Higby, South Branch Nursery, here with Dave Gober, FNB Mortgage. We're going to the WGNS phone lines and talk to Mr. Trey Lewis with Old South Properties. How you doing, Trey?
Doing great, Dean. Hey, Dave. How are y'all this afternoon?
We're good. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
Trey.
Merry Christmas to all of you and all the listeners and families from Old South.
Yes, yes. And you guys have done just a phenomenal year. I think you guys are having a stellar year. And it's nice that the activity is back like it was several years ago. We're not all the way back to where we were there, but we, I think, are all in agreement that, wow, it's good to be busy, correct?
Well, Middle Tennessee is definitely the place to live. And the country's recognizing that, and people just are coming in by the carloads. And we're glad we got new homes under construction for them.
Absolutely, especially in certain price points. What are your hottest price points right now, Trey?
Right now, all over the board. You know, we're starting with townhomes in the low 100s and all over Middle Tennessee and all the way up into the 400s in certain areas. So we do have a home that meets the needs of everybody in 3, 4, 5-bedroom floor plans. And we're going to be open all the way up through the 23rd at our model homes. And, you know, it's not too late to secure a home for 2014. We've got a lot of them under construction, and we're going to be ready for the people moving here in 2015 as well.
Well, doing the mortgage side of it like I do, we all have the same pretty much related businesses as far as, you know, what's the price points. I'm finding that my customers between 125 to about 175, 200 are having a tough time finding what they want in existing. So, you know, I always tell them that, you know, you can still build at that level, a good, nice home.
Exactly. You know, that particular price point, it is becoming more and more of a challenge to find the home that you want. But we do have homes in those price points all over Middle Tennessee. And listeners to visit our website, olesouth.com, OLESouth.com, and find the location that meets your demands.
Yeah, Train, I think you guys are the number one home builder for how many years in a row now?
Since the beginning of time, as far as I can remember.
But, and that's great because you know what?
That goes back to 2004.
Right.
And, you know, it is something that's happened, and it's happened because we're proud of the product we build. And even though we build a lot of homes, we do build them one at a time.
And that's right. And I tell you, you know, we don't landscape all of the homes that you guys do in some various areas and things, but the ones we do, I my hat's off because y'all go above and beyond on what the average person and builders are doing for their packages. And
really,
as you know,
behind it, but it's because of doing business with vendors such as yourself. I mean, you know, everybody takes pride in the work that goes into our homes, and you know, it's a neat arrangement that it's just a privilege for us to be able to be of service to the residents of Middle Tennessee. And I'd rather say, instead of Tennessee's number one ranked home builder, it sounds better to say we're Tennessee's favorite home builder.
I think so, because, you know, it's not, bigger's not always best. But in your case, in Old South's case, one thing I've noticed is you've got a lot of loyalty to your subcontractors, and I see the same faces most of the time. I know sometimes, you know, prices on concrete and wood and things, these large commodity items, suppliers, that can change from time to time. But for the most part, on your installers and the people doing the work, it's the same faces for several years. And I think what that trickles down to is you've got such a consistent product that it's not like you've got somebody out there trying it for the first time. You know, it's a veteran
exactly.
squad.
All of our vendors have been with us for a number of years, and that's a commitment that comes from John Floyd. You know, if someone's doing business with us and they're doing it the right way, we're going to continue that relationship as long as it's possible. And the home buyer is the one that benefits from that.
You're right. And I just want to say, too, a lot of people don't understand what level of commitment John has done for the community.
Did we lose the connection?
And no, I've got you. I've got you. So, but you guys do a whole lot as far as giving back to the community and John's Foundation and raising money for other needy folks and things. So we do appreciate, Trey, what you do, and thanks a lot. I think he's dropped off the phone there. Had a bad cell. It's all those people calling the
pizza orders in because they can't get in the car and go get it.
It's the smartphones where people are checking the prices of comparative. I've had more drop calls on my cell phone this week, but we're back with you, Trey. Right?
Drops on strings.
Hey, Trey.
Sorry about that. I have no idea what happened.
Well, as I was saying, I've had more drop calls this week on my cell phone. I think it's just I think it's overload of everybody calling everybody for the holidays.
It's got to be. And our information number, which we have manned all the time, 219-5644, we've had more calls this December than we've had probably in the last 3 months. It's just been amazing.
It has, but, well, hence the season. Let's all be thankful for what we got, and I know you guys have a super product out there at Rock Bridge Cove. I saw you guys are starting to pour some more starters on that, and it's a really nice community, especially for those who don't want to have any maintenance and taking
exactly.
care of the lawn.
We were trying to keep Rock Bridge a secret, but I think the word's getting out because sales have just taken off in that neighborhood. It's the first time we've been in the luxury townhome market, and the response has been tremendous.
Yeah, and it'll continue to be, I'm sure. Well, I really appreciate your time of calling in, Trey. Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have a good Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk soon, okay?
Same to you, and thanks for everything you do.
Okay, thank you. All right, guys, that's Trey Lewis. He's a sales manager for Old South Properties. Go on the web, oldsouth.com. They've got homes from starter level, entry level, first-time home buyers, and go all the way up to the empty nester and maintenance-free townhomes, things like that. So we're going to take a break, and you're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. I'm Dean Higby in studio with Dave Gober, and we'll be right back.
Come on down to Toots Good Food and Fun and try some of our delicious buffalo wings. We introduced wings to Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee back in 1985. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come try any of our wing flavors, any of our delicious sauces. You can even purchase the sauces here at Toots on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, or at Junior's Foodland on Main Street.
Good food and fun!
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, I'm Joey Allison, one of the friendly faces at the Murfreesboro branch of First National Bank of McMinnville. Come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard if you need help with a commercial loan, or call me at 893-1228. FNB is a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender. Visit us at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of McMinnville, 1708 Gateway Boulevard, 893-1228.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhokin Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hope at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke and Associates.
Will you be ready for your retirement? Establishing a good savings habit and finding suitable investments to build your retirement nest egg may make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you're 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. Call Trevor Skipper at Fortress Wealth Management to find out which IRA fits your needs or to update your current IRA saving strategy. You can reach Trevor at 225-8149 to set up a free no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. The kids are out of school.
That's right. Isn't that Alabama?
That's a great, that's a great band. It brings back some memories back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, they were good.
Yeah,
they were one of my first country music albums as a kid. That and the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have been talking about all various things, and
let me talk about Walmart. You know, we talk about supporting local all the time, and you know, I want to give you 10 facts about Walmart, brought to you by MSN.com.
But you're not.
You didn't know.
Just because you're giving these facts is not. You're not actually promoting them.
No, but they do some things locally, like
that we didn't know about.
They are their number one selling item. You know, I tell you what, you were going to give away something. Can you, if the caller can guess, maybe the number one selling item at Walmart? How many items do they have?
We don't want to put the telephone through that.
All right. Well, the number one selling item is bananas. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that kind of catches me off guard. I would have thought it was like milk.
Well, we're going to get to that. So, bananas is their top seller. Did you know when Katrina hit, they donated $20 million in cash, 1,500 truckloads of free merchandise, and promised a job to every one of the displaced workers in the New Orleans area? Fact number three about Walmart, they are the biggest seller of organic milk in the world.
Wow, organic.
Mm-hmm. All right. They donated 571 million pounds of food in 2013 to local food banks as well as hunger relief organizations like Feeding America in 2013. They turned 56 million pounds of recovered cooking oil into biodiesel, soap, and animal feed supplement. All right. Next, number six, I guess it is. They're reducing sodium and sugar and trans fats. And their suppliers are trying to reduce sugars by 25%, and that's pretty good. They work with, this is the one that caught me, they work with more than 1 million small and medium-sized farms. Walmart sources $4 billion from 1.2 to 1.4 million small and medium-sized farmers and are working to increase the income of farmers by at least 10% by the end of 2015. Two more to go. One out of every dollar for grocery dollars is spent at Walmart.
Really?
One out of every four.
So they've got
25%
of the market share.
The average U.S. family spends more than $4,000 a year at Walmart.
Hmm.
All right. They sell some hilarious, bizarre food items, jelly bean flavored milk, canned peanut butter, and jelly sandwiches. Duck Dynasty branded merchandise and butter flavored olive oil are among the more out of their products on Walmart shelves. And Walmarts can lead to regional weight gain. The recent study found that an additional supercenter per 100,000 residents increases the average BMI by 0.24 units and the obesity rate to 2.3%.
Well, but they're at least trying with the organic.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. I had to share that. So that's at MSN.com. All right. We got our caller on the line, and it's one of our great sponsors, another great one, and that's David Hoke with Ann Hoke and Associates at Keller Williams. How you doing, David?
Doing great, Dave. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, having a good time here in the studio, and enjoying that I can actually see the sun outside. Hopefully that will get people out.
Oh, they're out, believe me.
Well, yeah, Dave, what are you doing?
I had a chance to listen just a couple minutes before I came on the air, and know that Trey Lewis is visiting with you and Dean as well, another one of my favorite people. So, had a great show today.
I appreciate that. So tell us how business is going and what you're seeing. I mean, the Fed announced that they're not going to increase the short-term interest rate in the first quarter of 2015, which is good. Our rates have dropped. I locked in one the other day, a 30-year fixed conventional below 4% with no points. Haven't done that in a while, so it's just phenomenal how far the rates have still come down, as we've been saying this for many, many years now.
Yeah, it's funny. I was sitting next to a local businessman a few minutes ago at a lunch meeting, and he asked me, he said, do you guys track real estate? Do you track the trends by the month or by the quarter? What do you do? And my answer was yes. So when you talk about how things are going, it just depends on the time period you're comparing it to. But as you're touching on, Dave, it looks like everything leading into 2015, or as many things we can ask for at least, are positive. The rates are going to be positive. Obviously, that's probably the first thing. Our economy is showing signs of improvement. Unemployment is down. People are getting back on their feet. Some folks that were underwater, their homes are recovering above that, so they have the ability to move up or down. We do have some challenges in our market in terms of it's going to be hard to build that new inventory below that $150,000 price point because of land and building products and things of that nature. And I don't know if Trey addressed that or not. But for this time of year, it's just hard to put too much on it because so much goes into what day of the week Christmas falls on and all the different holidays and the weather effect the weekend and who's playing or not playing the game on TV on a Saturday or Sunday. But we've had a good month of December here. Looking forward to a good January. It looks like our January will be probably outstrip last January's closing is what we're hoping. And we hope it means we're off to a good start in Q1.
Yeah. We had our strategic planning meeting last week there at the office, and did our budget and did our forecast of numbers and all that. And, you know, two things that I really concentrate on was the increase in the number of people that are planning to move here in our population, and then the affordability, which ties in with rates and no income, state income tax, all that kind of stuff. But I think that's going to drive us into, I think 2015 will be up 15% to 20%. I really think that this may be the year that really cranks it up for us.
Yeah, we're prepared to handle a challenge across the country. And Ann's coach, Tony DeSillo, coaches top agents all over the U.S. And it's pretty consistent right now that there's still a challenge to find enough available inventory. And part of the rebound this year and last has been new construction. Well, that new construction has pretty much taken up all the what we call cheap dirt. No dirt's cheap, but the lower priced lots that allow people to build some of the first-time homes. And a lot of folks may think of first-time buyers being that 130, 140 and under, but really that first-time buyer market, even Rustler County, is probably up into the low 200s. But we just don't have enough inventory, so that's going to drive more and more sales of resales, I think, in that under 150 mark. If you're living a resale in Evergreen Farm, some of those places, there's a demand for those homes. The challenge, though, is getting the appraisers, as a lender, getting the appraisals to match up with what a ready seller and a willing buyer is willing to pay for it. And that seems to be the crunch, that the appraisers are afraid to stick their neck out too far and and concerned about the government and regulatory requirements there and so forth. So that's going to be our challenge, I think, is seeing appraisals continue to grow so that folks can move up, allowing more first-time buyer inventory in that 150 and under price range that may already be existing, allow that to turn over, change hands, and fuel the market.
Those houses, I mean, they're less than, 2 months inventory, and if you throw in a 30-day closing, it's actually less than a month inventory, and those price ranges around 150 or so and below. So, a lot of people are looking at building. I know rural development, that's that loan that, it's a specified area. For our listeners that don't know much about it, it's 100% financing. It's actually an outstanding program. And there's some really good quality neighborhoods out in the specific areas in the county that offer, a good deal. I mean, I'm getting people in houses less than rent almost every day because when I take an application, I ask everybody, how much do you pay in rent? And then when they find out, I've got a couple, I'll give you an example. They have an apartment, same square footage, and it was $890 was their rent. Well, they got a three-bedroom, garage, brick, yard. Okay, three-bedroom. The apartment was two-bedroom. But they got all that extra, and their payment went up like $45.
Yeah. My property management, Dean probably knows as well, but in addition to Anhoka Associates, Keller Williams, we have a property management company, Homefront Properties, and we're about 2 years old, managing 80 properties now. Our average rent is in the $1,350, $1,370 range. And that's a lot of money. We have homes in the $900 range, but we also have some up in the low 2,000s here in Rutherford County. But just think about the average rent being, $1,350. You can buy a lot of home for $1,350. And we find it's no threat to us because people renting from us are renting either out of a convenience, they're here only for a short period of time, or their credit's just not ready. It's kind of the rental market's kind of a credit recovery opportunity, and that's the reason we like to work with our tenants and work the lenders as well to get folks qualified early on so they know if they're going to be in that house renting for 12 months or 18 months, 24 months. But let's take advantage of that time you're a renter and get you ready to buy when it's time to come out and go buy.
Yeah, Dave, this is Dean, and Merry Christmas, and just going to chime in here. The one thing I'm sitting here looking at is the rents in Nashville, Middle Tennessee area grew by 5.3% annually compared to 3.7% last year and 3.3% compared to the nation. But mortgage rates, 30-year fixed mortgage rate average was 3.98% in 2013. An increase from 3.66 on the same average as 2012. So the rental rates increase were up dramatically compared to a mortgage interest rate.
Hmm. Well, there's a couple things driving that too here that I don't know Nashville as well as I know Rutherford County on the rental side, but it's also where the cycle is in the rentals. The cycle is heavily affected by a couple of things. One is the heavy influx of investors. There have been a lot of properties purchased by investors here over the last couple of years coming out of the downturn in housing, and they've scooped up the foreclosures and anything to get with a bargain price. And they're now coming in, and if that's a lower priced home and at 130, 140, the first time buyers competing against them, the investors bring in cash to the table, saying they can close in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and trying to pull up that lesser priced inventory of homes. But so you've got that bringing the market, and then once they begin to control that market, they're able to push the rental rates up because they're controlling a greater and greater number of those. But we've also have probably a shortage of apartments and things of that nature. But if you look around Rutherford County, really all over Middle Tennessee, and look at some national statistics, one was presented to me about 2 months ago by one of the guys in the Federal Reserve out of Minneapolis to the conference I was at. We're probably reaching the top of the bell of the curve to where there'll be an oversupply of apartments here in about 12 to 15 months. I think what we're all waiting for is to see what that does, not only to apartment rents, but what impact that has on single-family rentals as well.
And then one of the things that sticks out to me as well is, although we've had this increase of median existing home prices increased by 2.7% compared to 2012. That's 2013 compared to 2012. But in Tennessee and the nation, the median existing home prices increased by 11.4% 2013 to 2012. But the average family income declined by 0.9%. So those are going up, but we still have a, I think there's a lot of companies that have still weathering the recession and have not been able to raise, you know, income for employees and things like that. So that's also...
I think there's a lot of the bigger companies, the Fortune 100s and this and the like, they probably are, I know they're sitting, or at least they're reported to be sitting on a lot of cash reserves, so they're just sitting tight, and their people probably aren't getting the raises. It's really the smaller mom-and-pop small business people, like your company, Dean, like our company, that you just got to really be careful because, you know, every penny you cut, every penny you raise comes out of the bottom line of profit, and most of us as self-employed business owners don't draw a salary from our business anyway. Some of us, I guess, could or do, but the bottom line is that's really tight, as you said. One thing not to be confused with when you talk about the median home prices being up a certain percentage, that's not referring to the increase in value of a given home. That's not home A, what it was worth today versus what home A was worth 2 years ago. That's really the average price of the home sold. So correct. You're right, that does reflect people buying more expensive homes. And what we're really saying is people in Middle Tennessee, their home purchases aren't a whole lot overall expensive than they were a year ago. And part of that is that upper market. I think even in Brentwood, some of those areas back into to the Bellmead side of town and west end of Nashville, that's slowed just a little bit. Now, their prices are higher than ours, but there's been a somewhat slowdown in those higher inventory ranges, and that's kept that median price from jumping up in the double digits like it has in other markets.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, all right, Dave, tell us how they can get in touch with you and Ann and your team.
Well, you can get in touch with us. You can find us on the web at www.anhoke.com or just anhoke.com. And then you can call and reach out to us if you're looking to buy or sell a home at 397-4024, 615-397-4024. As we like to tell people, because of Ann's staging magic, we sell homes faster than pretty much anybody else. The average in the county, or actually in Middle Tennessee, we're selling about 42% faster. So we like what we do to help our folks sell homes, and if they're looking to sell a home, our free staging service is the key.
Yes, and I think that does work great, and you guys are...
That's a free service. They don't charge extra for that.
Yeah, I think that really does, because you guys can go in and professionally visualize what's going to represent that house and what for the buyer, because it's so hard for just... people to realize, you know, it's all about education and knowing your business. You hire a professional to do a professional job, and I think you guys are the best at doing that, and hats
creating
off to
a vision
for that.
Yes. Yep. Thanks, yeah. David.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you all.
All right. Thank you. You too. All right. Well, good show. We're going to wrap things up on our last segment, and we'll be right back, and you're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Hi, I'm Rick Thornton, one of the friendly faces at the Murfreesboro branch of First National Bank of McMinnville. If you're in need of a commercial lender, come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or call me at 893-1228. FNB is a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender. Visit us at fnbmt.com. We appreciate your business.
First National Bank of McMinnville, 1708 Gateway Boulevard, 893-1228.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team
at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
As corporations merge, consolidate, and downsize, employees often face tough decisions about what to do with their pensions or 401ks. The choice you make can have serious implications on your retirement savings and the kind of retirement lifestyle you are able to lead. To stay on track and to potentially benefit from a variety of investment choices, an IRA rollover might be the right option. At Fortress Wealth Management, a registered financial consultant, Trevor Skipper, is able to help you select investment options when you are faced with early retirement, changing jobs, or losing a job, or any other lifestyle changes that warrant a review of your investment strategy. You can reach Trevor Skipper at 225-8149 or stop by any branch to set up a free no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
If you haven't tried Toots Fried Dill Pickles, it's a must. You got to come down and get some. We introduced fried pickles way back in 1985. It's the same recipe for the past 30 years. There's nothing like Toots Fried Dill Pickle Chips. Here in Rutherford County, we have three Toots Good Food and Fun locations. The original on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, another Toots location on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
I drew this cartoon all by myself, but shucks, it wasn't hard because I'm an artist. I hope you like it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
I know that one in years.
But
it won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
All right, we're having a good time here in the WGNS studios. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And I'll go ahead and say Happy New Year. Rates are great. Affordability index is still low. Prices are still good.
But what is the interest rate right now?
mid threes on the FHA and high threes on a conventional 30-year fixed. Probably around the three on the 15th year. It's not the bread, I promise. We didn't eat the bread. It's good bread. But anyway, we're having a good time.
That Christmas spirit just kicked in.
I think it's because the sunshine finally.
It's because you work a 9-to-5er, but your phone doesn't ring all the time. I take that back. I was thinking, maybe. So it's just, hey.
Since we're in the Christmas spirit there, Dean, owner of South Ranch Nursery and a great supporter of local businesses and you are a local business,
we're going to give a gift card away. And so you can come down there and buy a big tree. We do have living Christmas trees, the ones you can really? Plant.
Got one.
We don't do cut trees. Yeah. I let you go off hours and get it, too.
I know how to jump the fence.
That was covert, yeah.
Yeah.
We did get broke into about a week ago, too, so.
I don't know.
Don't do any fence jump anymore. You were on the phone with me, though, so I had super clearance. We've upgraded our security systems now, so we were pretty much had a flaw in our security system.
I got you. All right.
So,
what are you going to do? We got 5 minutes or 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Yeah. So, we've covered interest rates are low. And South Branch, we do grow plants. We're celebrating our 21st year, South Branch. Woo-hoo. We started with a whopping $1,500 21 years ago. And we've landscaped and planted lots of trees here in this great county and surrounding counties, and we have a great staff. I could not do this without them, and they have a very good knowledge and knack for the work they do. So that's the great thing. So the fifth caller gets $100 gift card.
What?
To South Branch, and you can use that in the spring and the winter. You can give it as a gift. You can re-gift it.
$100 for the
$100, and it's going to be the fifth caller.
Wow.
And the phones are lighting up. So 893-1450.
I'll be right back. I think I'm on a...
No, you can't. Don't put your phone
back. I did.
You know what's great? The phone started ringing before we even gave out the number. 893-1450.
Fifth caller,
and the living trees we do have, and this is a great time because decorate it, and then take it out and plant it and take care of it, and it will be a memory for years and years and years.
Well, you remember my dad passed away, and I'm going to take the tree that I got, put it out in my yard, but I put that small tree, what was it called, that I got?
Alberta spruce.
And it is... smelled the house up like a Christmas tree without the Christmas tree mess, because it's a small four footer, and I can plant it.
Yes, and we do have blue spruce in containers as well that people can easily take in. And we have the small, the dwarf, like you got. It's not a huge thing, and you can go out and plant it, and it's a slow grower. We've got the things that'll get very big. We've got the plants that'll stay small. We got the staff that can help you with all of that. We're open. We will be closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Then after that, we've got all kinds of specials going. We are located on South Church Street, right across from Barfield Road, which I still call it, but it's Veterans Parkway now. And we are... open 7 days a week. Congratulations to Mike Denson for the winning the gift card. Mike, you can pick that up Monday anytime after 9 o'clock. And
that was awesome. That was a good gift.
Yep. And we did a lot of great things for some great people this year, people that needed some extra help. And we love to have our Christmas party. We have it for our staff on the 23rd, and look forward to that. We do a lot of raffles and things like that. So, anyway, everybody have a wonderful weekend. And we got good weather pretty much looking all week. Got a chance of rain Monday and Tuesday. Besides that, we're going to have a really nice day on Christmas Day. And, folks, the gift card has been given, so... don't need to call anymore. We'll do another one again soon. I do appreciate the huge response in that, though. And Dave, have a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes, you too.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And but it will be back next week.
Yes, we will.
All right.
You've been listening to the Rutherford Home Show with your host, Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery, and Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling and improving your home's value.
Join us next Saturday at noon for the Rutherford Home Show here on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com.